You are listening to episode 102 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Fiscal Responsibility.
So I think it's about time we chat about Samsung's announcement.
What announcement?
Yeah.
So, okay, first things first. Did it make you regret your Kickstarter investment?
No.
No.
And there are about 300 reasons why.
There are that many, yes. So let's talk about it. What did they do?
So Samsung unveiled the Galaxy Gear, which we talked about. It's a 1.63 inch AMOLED touchscreen.
Nice.
So it's got color, it's got touch. It has a cool little camera built into the wristwatch areas to take really low-res, garbagey photos. It's 1.9 megapixel.
Well, it's not for that. It's for communicating. Helper, I need you to come over.
You can also do 10-second 720p video.
That's cool. 10 seconds. Nice.
10 seconds.
Just enough for a Vine.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else? Talks to your phone via Bluetooth. It's only like... It only goes with a couple. What is it? It's the Note 3.
Yeah.
And then they're going to add a couple more later on. As I hinted at earlier, it is $300.
That is expensive.
Yep. It's got 4 gigabytes of storage, 512 of RAM. It's got a processor, which means nothing to me. So it's a 320 by 320 pixel screen, I guess, to put that 1.63 into perspective. And it launches with 70 apps, which I thought was interesting.
There's a lot of apps. I'll give them this. The screen looks nice.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, it's so ugly and junky and huge. I'm like, whatever.
Everything.
G-Shock. Come on.
Everything. Well, yeah. But I mean, so this is one of the big problems is it's the tastefulness of the device. That is the big, you know,
suddenly matters. Question. Yeah.
And we've talked about this. So it's like, you know, the style with your watch is such a huge deal. Not everybody has the same watch. And I think that's the biggest thing that Apple's going to run into with their watch is it's like, you know, it'll be the best, classiest looking watch out there. But, and from a tech perspective, or that's how they'll sell it at least. But that doesn't mean that everybody's going to agree and everybody's going to want that specific style. What Apple has to, you know, or who knows what Apple will do with it.
Yeah.
But I think what's interesting about this is it's like, this was not designed to sell, like period, point blank.
Someone, they called it, it's a, what kind of purchase was it? I'm really struggling. What was it? It was like an aspirational purchase is what they called it.
Yeah.
Which this idea of like, they're like, you would never buy it unless you just wanted to be that person.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I look at this is I take a look at this watch and I think, number one, it's $300. It's as much as the phones you're buying. You know, yeah, granted, it's not subsidized, but, you know, you're gonna, and in a lot of cases, you're gonna spend more.
Because you know, we really care about the non-subsidized costs.
I know. You're gonna spend more on the watch than you are on the phone. Like that's crazy. But the real problem that I have, and I I'm not particularly in love with the style. But if it were functional and it looks good enough, you know, okay. Screen looks pretty nice, but the thing that's just ridiculous, this is just crazy. I can't even conceive of how they let this get out of R&D. Thing won't last a day under moderate usage.
Yes!
The battery
dies.
Not only does it absolutely have to be charged every day, but you can't actually use it all day.
They don't actually make it all day.
You know, it's like, and so this did bring up an interesting question.
If it had to be charged at night, okay, whatever, big deal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but at least
let it get a habit.
Hours,
Yeah, no, I'm, well, let it go like, you know, 30 hours or something.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, we can make it a day, no problem, but you'll need to charge it at night, trust me.
Well, it's actually, so this is the interesting question I was going to ask, was how long does the battery have to last before it would become, how long, what is the minimum bar for you on how long your watch has to last?
For me, I mean, it's got to last a day under heavy usage.
Okay. How long does the Pebble last for you?
Six.
6 days?
Yeah, which honestly is actually kind of weird. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Because it goes so long, I find that I do forget to check.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my watch is dead. I guess I'll charge it. You know, because if it were 7 days, at least I'd be like, oh, it's Sunday night, time to charge my watch. Right. You know, I'd make it that habit because it's this random six.
Not the same time like, every day.
Yeah, I got to make my own watch face so I can just solve this problem. But they have a battery indicator.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It's like it only shows up. It doesn't show up on the actual watch face, so you can't see that. You have to go into the menu system, and then it'll only show up telling you like it's low once it's low. So I can't – I just look at it and I'm like, well, I don't see it, so I guess there's more than 50% or more than 25%. You know, and once it shows up, they're like, you've got – I think they're like, you've got 24 hours of battery life left or something like that.
Well, it's funny. The Fitbit is similar in that it's very hard to tell what the actual battery life is until it's basically like it's nearly dead. Charge it now. You're like, oh, yeah. And I think it's 24 hours as well once you get to that once you hit that point.
I've had it twice so far where like a notification will go off on my phone. I'm like, oh, that's weird. It didn't go off on my watch, and I'll look at my watch. Oh, because it's dead. Yeah. There we go. And I'll throw it on a charger for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, and it's good to go for the rest of the day, a minimum. And if I leave it on for an hour, I'm good to go for the next 6 days. You know, so it's not like, since I've worked from home, whatever, no big deal. I'm sure if I were out on the road a lot, that would be a pain in the butt. But all that to say, you know, if it was like, I got to charge it every day, and that's part of, you know, because I plug my phone in at night, mostly because I'm running some weird alarm app that makes me shake the phone and I turn it off in the morning. And so it's got to be on because, you know, the Apple. Yeah. And their whole thing. You know, and if right next to it, I also was charging my watch. And if it were like a touchstone type thing where you just lay it on top.
That would be pretty cool.
Pretty awesome. But I was so it's one of those where it's like, yeah, the battery life is definitely a non-starter, especially for 300 bones. You're like, come on, really? You know, give me a good battery or something. At that point, it is just a novelty style purchase. It does use the Bluetooth LE4O, which is nice, you're still going to take a battery hit on your phone, but whatever. But I've been reading more stuff, you know, and there was some stuff with the Pebble, and now this one, it starts to get closer in the sense that it's got the touch, and you can start phone calls, or you can have non-private phone calls because it has a microphone in it. You know, so you can do speakerphone type stuff. But I've been trying to think back up. I also read this other article where it was just like, smartwatches are dumb.
Yeah.
You know, there's like, there's no space for them. It's all novelty, you know, whatever. And their whole thing was like, it's going to be the glasses. It was really where it's going to make sense. Because they were like, you know, it's just, it gives you passive notification. And that's it. And, with a 1-inch screen or even a 2-inch monstrosity on your wrist, they're like, you know, it's just not enough to really do anything. And so it's just it's a waste of money. Just save up and get the Google Glasses type thing. Which I thought was really, like, narrow-minded in a way to think about it. But it also made me think, like, okay, if I had a watch – I have one, but if I were making up a watch that could do anything, what would that actually look like? You know, and one of them, like I said, obviously longer battery life would be nice. But I could do if I had to charge it once a day, you know, if it lasted 30 hours type thing, which meant it could get me through an entire day of heavy usage, that would be cool. Or at the very least, just be like, hey, low battery, we're turning off all functions except for the absolutely required ones, like the time.
Right.
Because we're going to assume you want that. Or, you know, I can choose whatever. You know, so there's that part of it. I definitely would like more sensors in it. I don't even remember what sensors they have. I'm guessing for certain. Well, they got a microphone. I know that.
Well, it's got none of the passive, like, biometric stuff. It's got,
does it have
that?
It's
got
a
mic. It's got a camera. And it doesn't. That's that's part of what's, like, so confusing. It's, like, it's clear, it's become clear in the last couple of months that Apple's iWatch is going to be less watch and more biometric scanner than anything. Like, it's and I guarantee you it'll last more than a day because they want you to sleep with it and want you to be able to track your sleep, you know, and like you would with a Fitbit.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you got it to the point where it was like, well, you're taking your shower, you charge it. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, that's how long it takes or something. I mean, that'd be awesome. I don't think I'll get to that point. So I was also thinking, like, I was having some sort of biometrics would be cool. But then it's like they talk about the interaction with it. Obviously, voice communication would be a good one. I could see, like, with the Samsung one where they do the gestures with, like, you don't actually have to touch the phone screen. It's got a little camera that's watching for it. So I could see where it's like, you know, you've got your watch and you're flipping through stuff or selecting things by not actually touching your watch. So you don't have to worry about that. You know, so accuracy is a little less important. But then, here's where I had the crazy thought. And I was like, yes, this would be so awesome. Is if it did like the 3D little pop-up hologram thing. And you're like, yes. Kind of like what Elon Musk was showing with his thing. I'm like, and then I can rotate the dial to call people 1-0 all the way around. 9-8. I could use my rotary phone to call people.
That's sort of a Scott Forstall little motif right there, going back to the rotary dial.
Yeah, it would be,
Yeah.
That's true. Which that you can technically you could dial numbers on this, which I'm like, yeah, that's kind of weird.
But
some sort of 3D thing, and then it can expand, right? And I'm like, all right, cool, I can use my whole hand. Green thing.
See, I think one of the things that goes on here, and it's funny, I think it's the question that everybody keeps asking is, why would I need something on my wrist when I have something in my pocket already? And
or the potential of something on my face.
Right, and the example and the response I've always given is, you know what, I think honestly having something on your face could make sense. I think there's definitely a battery issue there that's going to take
it's
a while to kind of overcome.
Social stuff, too.
I think the watch is the path of least resistance on power and social interactions. I think it makes sense as a stepping stone. But the thing I keep coming back to is, we all had wristwatches for a century. Those overcame pocket watches. Pocket watches were popular before wristwatches. Why did
Why
did we as a society go from the pocket watch to the wristwatch?
Because we're lazy bums.
Exactly.
Like,
that's my thing. But
I've actually really, really, really liked that ability. I say it over and over, where it's like I'll be having dinner with Jesse and someone will text me, oh, got it, moving on. I can focus on the conversation. I don't offend anybody. I can look real quick, or I'll get my AP news alert or my ESPN score update. Boom, look, move on.
And I sit there and I go, it seems like, is it going to be worth a couple $100? Maybe over time. But is a biometric scanner that will also like update you all your information right there without having to pull the phone out? Does that suddenly become worth 200, 300 bones?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. Okay. I'm more willing to say that. And I think that's all Apple is going to try to do is try to make a biometric scanner with
Do you think it would make sense to, I'm going to say, untether it from the phone or tablet? Either Wi-Fi or, you know, literally a Bluetooth, or not a Bluetooth, but a 4G chip. in it.
No, I don't think it makes sense at this stage to have a 4G antenna in it. Maybe Wi-Fi, but I think I really do think that, if everything it does scanning-wise is passive, it does it with or without a phone around, that has a huge advantage. It's got a couple of functionalities that it can do. It can take a picture. It can, you know, it can tell you the time, whatever. It can do the basic, you know, I don't know why I would take a picture. But if it can tell the time while scanning without a phone, I think that has a certain value, and I'd keep it with me without when I don't bring my phone with me, which is very rare. But sure.
That's essentially – I mean, I just keep mine on if I don't have my phone near me.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not inclined to think that it necessarily makes sense, because I still do think that, you know, for most of your heavy usage stuff that you're going to be doing, your heavy lifting with your mobile device, you're still going to want a phone or a tablet. I don't foresee an area or a time when I'm going to use it for anything more than notifications and measuring my steps, you know, or whatever. And hopefully my heart rate, that's the one I want. But, you know, I don't foresee a time where you'd see a huge advantage to.
I know a lot of the running apps or watches have GPS built into them.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Along with heart rate measures and stopwatches and all that. I don't know. I could see it's a convergence. You make multi-purpose, general purpose device, similar to the iPad as opposed to an e-reader. And you're like, yeah, it kind of does it all. Okay. Yeah, and I could see where I wonder if it'll ever get to a point similar to like an iPad or iPhone, or, you know, we'll just go general, smartphone or tablet, where they don't really depend on each other, but they can definitely communicate. And if you have one, there's value there. I just wonder if you'll ever be able to get away from that with a watch. Part of it's probably just dependent on technology, right? How much stuff can they fit into that small little case?
What have I told you that I want? What I want is basically a Wi-Fi hotspot that straps to my wrist and tells me the time and I can play music from. And then that hotspot will power my phone, will power my tablet, or not my phone. It won't be a phone. It'll power my, you know, handheld device, my iPod Touch, and it'll power my iPad, and it'll power my computer, and it'll power my watches. Like it'll just, you know, it's essentially just a beacon with like limited input output functionality. That is my ideal. That's what I want. I'd much rather have the situation reversed. I'd rather have the 4G antenna on my watch and with Wi-Fi, and so I can tether stuff, and then my phone be without the 4G. Mm. Yeah, that's my ideal. That's where I'd like us to go, but that's a mess of a power situation. I mean, the reason why the iPhone works is because it's big enough to hold a big enough battery, you know? I think you're a long ways off before you'll be able to get to that point. But I sit there and I go, eventually, yeah, I'd want to get rid of my phone. I don't want that in my pocket all the time.
What if Apple figures out they put the batteries in like each individual link on your strap? And, you know, if you're a girl, your battery doesn't last quite as long. Sorry.
I could see. Well, I don't know. I think they're going to come up with all sorts of cool different things to.
What if they use what's it? Kinesthetic movement, you know? You move, it charges it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I was talking to someone about that. Like, doesn't that already exist for watches? It's like, well, I had to do some research because I didn't know it, and it does for analog or
mechanical watches. They're mechanical flywheels.
Yeah. Digital is kind of a different beast, but...
Yeah. Well, it kind of, except not really. I mean, it's you'd have to turn that mechanical power into energy, into electrical energy, but same principle. But nobody's done that yet. It's a mess, kind of.
So are you? When are you getting your Galaxy Gear, man?
I'm not going to get a Galaxy Gear because I don't own a Galaxy phone, and that's the other.
Time you made a choice there.
See, guess what decision I just made? Not getting a Galaxy. I don't like Samsung's, you know.
You don't have to. I guess you have to because you'd have to get the Note or whatever it is.
Right, exactly. And, you know, honestly, whatever. It's just, and that's what's so stupid is it's just such a, This is such a the only reason this happened, the entirety, the long and short of it was they didn't want Apple to say we did it first and that Samsung's just copying us. That way Samsung can say, our second generation watch looks exactly like the iWatch because we had ours first and that's the direction we were going to go. Obviously, but we were first. You know, it's just a we were first thing. That's it. And it's such a, I don't know. It compromises in all the wrong places. It's crazy.
They're crazy. Nuts. They're nuts. That's okay. That's all right. I don't regret my purchase. I'm still waiting to see. I think there's room for improvement. But yeah. I'm happy with mine. I think it's cool. I like it. I don't regret my decision to get it.
I wouldn't. I think the 6-day battery life is pretty wicked.
Yeah, I mean, black and white's fine for now. For now. It's okay. I wouldn't mind having a touchscreen and being able to reply to text messages, even pre-canned responses, but it's... And maybe it had a little tagline. Like an email from your phone, you can do a little tagline, sent from mobile.
Yeah.
So they know it's supposed to be a terse response. Do that same thing with the watch, right? Just like sent from Pebble. Just like, okay.
Sent from Pebble. Yeah.
Just like, yes. That way you know it's like one or two word response. That'd actually be very awesome. I would have that tag on messages, either emails or phone calls. That would actually be pretty cool with a phone call too. Just send them a robot or, you know, whatever, a computer voice message replying for me. That'd be cool.
You mean like a message machine?
No. Like someone calls me, right?
Yeah.
And I guess you send them a text message. But if I can't pick up or I listen to it somehow magically, and then I'm like, okay, cool, got it. I can just send the voicemail reply where it's, you know, you've had that where like some sort of congressman calls you up and they're like, this call is from Congressman so-and-so asking you to support us and send us money and vote, you know, like that. But it would just be like,
I don't actually know how that conversation ends.
James Furlow. Yeah, me neither. I was like, yep, and hang up. Anyways, I don't know the point of that. But
well, it's funny. I mean, literally during the pre-show, I got to do that. Got a phone call and texted, you know, and the iPhone's got the little thing where you like flip it up and it gives you like two canned responses and a custom, and you hit the custom and type it in and it hangs up on the
person.
You
know, you can customize the canned responses, right?
Yeah, I do know that.
Or you could do what I do, which is say I'm in a meeting, call you back when it's done, and then forget to do that.
Yeah.
That's pretty regular for me.
Actually, I guess the only time I ever really take advantage of that is during the show, and it's always somebody inevitably calls right in the middle of the show, and I always just flip back with podcast. You know, so I probably could do that.
There you go. Yeah, no, all of my meetings are over the phone, so it happens.
Yeah.
To me.